work. This is how this process works. So musicians are actually expressing ideas when they're able to create freely, of course. They are expressing ideas that will come to manifestation maybe generations later. Now this process, of course, faster, but now the situation that we have is that most musicians are under control of the system, of the matrix. And those few musicians who are expressing themselves freely are actually grounding the vision of the new golden age. And people who are listening to that kind of music begin getting ideas in their mind of how that golden age could look like. And they begin to write books, they begin to post blog posts, they begin to envision in more detail how this golden age will look like. And after the event, when the financial system resets, the money will be available to manifest those visions into reality.
God, it's actually like you're describing becoming a form of expression instead of just living, just existing, you know, like expressing your soul, expressing your purpose.
Actually, expressing your soul is a natural state when you are who you are. Because when you express yourself as you are, you cannot not express yourself as a soul.
But now, wasn't it true that they used sound to move and lift gold, you know, from certain parts of the world?
Yeah, that was happening in some past civilizations to lift physical objects.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I know Tellinger just came up with the most amazing thing about these circular mounds that he's found all throughout South Africa and determined that there were actual pathways where the sound moved the extracted gold from the planet. And he found... Did you see that? It was really interesting. And he actually found rocks that were shaped kind of like pyramids, sort of. And he was able to tell that they were used as musical instruments at one time.
Yes, this is a way to move matter. Some of the more advanced civilizations in the past used this. But now most of them use teleportation, which is based on the etheric plane location. So it's a different technology.
So, Marco, getting back to your co-creation of these worldwide concerts, give us a little bit of an idea of what that co-creation, you know, appears to you as. Are you thinking in terms of, you know, actually entertaining with other musicians on the stage, or what are you perceiving this to unfold as?
Well, what is going to happen eventually is that this first stream of live concert will take us to a higher level of financial freedom. And at that point, we will introduce the original, the ultimate vision, which I call Sounds of Oneness. And this is going to be a concert that will also include many, many other situations like sacred geometry, like light and movement. We definitely want the energy of the children on stage, very important. So a children choir, or there are brilliant little children that play incredibly well instruments. And we will have other devices. For example, I will shape the stage in a way that there will be no separation between the audience and the musicians. And we most likely will start the event with toning, so everybody will sink in vibrationally. And then we will start the experience, and then we will have all kind of situation. Every song has its own color. Every piece of music will have its own smell. We will use aromatherapy. We will use crystals. So it will be a very powerful experience. In fact, it might happen that the concert will be just the first part of the experience, because is going to be so transforming that after the concert there will be a sequence of supportive healing sessions. So I can see eventually the concert becoming sort of a retreat or a workshop or a seminar where people begin, start to open their heart with the music, and then they also have other healers taking, being part of the process that they will support what just happened on stage. So it's a much bigger scenario. We will see also a pyramid shaped stage. We will be very careful how we use the color and the lighting. Right now I'm connecting with a wonderful sacred geometry expert who has the ability to create three-dimensional shaped sacred geometry effects that dance with music. So it's going to be a very a completely different experience.
Wow, that you know, it's very similar to the way that we've been planning some of the healing centers that we've been working on.
Yes.
Yeah. So you know, marrying all the different matters and marrying all the different philosophies.
Yeah, this is not my idea. This is an idea that is within all the light work, the so-called light workers. Everybody more or less are sharing this idea and with music and with this multimedia fifth dimensional experience. It's something that we are all been feeling a certain level since we are here in this physical shape.
Yes, I agree. So now we all know that music is very healing and sound is very healing. Can you share with us, Marco, some of your own experiences through your music where you actually saw that healing taking place within an individual?
Oh, absolutely. I've seen, right now we are collecting thousands of testimonials of people that describe how incredibly their life is feeling since they heard the music. The thing is that what I am, there is sound healing, which is basically sound to address in specific frequency. And that creates a healing. What I add to the equation is melody. Now, when you add melody to the sound, you create an emotion. Emotion, which is energy in motion. So basically, the attempt is not only to use just sound for healing, but also to give permission to people to fully feel the emotions. That because we have been in a society that teach us to repress the emotion, so there is a lot of energy that is stuck within our body, and with the melodies you trigger this emotion to come out and give people permission to feel their anger, feel their sad, and feel their love, or whatever emotion is there needs to come out. And that's the healing part that I'm noticing many people are experiencing when they listen to the music.
That is so true. Now, Cobra, do you equate that to the up and coming and unfolding of the goddess energy?
Yes, absolutely. Because the goddess energy is the energy that brings us into touch with our emotions and actually help us to heal our emotions. Because within our emotions is our greatest power. And if we can access that power, we can change the world. And there is always guidance and wisdom in all of our emotions. They are trying to tell us something. And by healing our emotions, we get a message and we get the guidance. And that guidance brings us closer to our individual liberation and also to our collective liberation. And the guiding force that is guiding us here is the goddess presence, the goddess energy, the clear and healed feminine aspect of ourselves and the feminine aspect of the universe itself.
God, Cobra, that was beautiful. You know, I saw this, Marco, on your website. It says, enter into the innermost depths of your heart and experience the divine musical journey of unfolding secrets. This inspirational symphony for the heart draws forth the divine energies of ethereal vocals and celestial music. It will enfold you with the joy and the peace of becoming love made manifest now on earth. And I have to say to you, it's like all you feel when you're listening to your music is this profound, deep sense of connection to source. So I just want to commend you, because I'm a musician too, so I really honor people that create these kind of magnificent masterpieces as you've done.
Thank you.
So, Marco, please tell everybody what is the best way that they can contribute to this dream of yours, and, of course, cobras, which is to bring about this new renaissance. What is the best way for them to step forward if they're feeling compelled to reach into their musical or their artistic, you know, side? What do you recommend?
Well, again, the key word right now is teaming. Being a community that works together by bringing their gift. So the best way to support a process like mine or somebody else is to first, of course, to feel a resonance, and then addressing the joy that such resonance gives you, and then through that joys, make use of your gifts. So the question is, okay, I love this project of Marco. Okay, so what is it within myself? What is the gift that I carry on within myself that I can bring to the project so that the project amplified? So that is the simplicity is really a simple formula, just to follow your joy and your bless. In a more three-dimensional world, of course, right now, like most of us, we are looking for the funds and for the investors, for the sponsors. But that too has to come from that kind of resonance. That has to come from that kind of energy. Otherwise, there is an agenda, and if there is an agenda, then the manipulation step into the process, and then the frequencies are not as pure as they should be. So even the people that are so-called business people, and the people that have money and they want to invest, they have to come from that kind of heart purity in order to maintain and to actually amplify the possibilities that such journey has.
That is such a good point, and unfortunately, it's one of the main reasons why a lot of projects like myself have not gotten off the ground.
Yes.
You know, yes. Is to find people with the funding that have the pure hearts and can allow the individual with the that has the original vision to stay pure to that original vision.
Yes, I personally feel very positive. I think we are at the end of that tunnel, and I think all these beautiful projects are going to be supported very soon with wonderful pure energy like money and like many other beautiful energy that are available right now, and they are unfolding. The reason why I called the album Unfolding Secrets is because it's exactly what's happening right now. All the secrets needs to unfold. We need to reach a transparency in order to continue our journey as humans. We need to let go of all the secrets. We need to become transparent. And therefore, particularly in fields like business, like corporation, we need to allow ourselves to let go of the secrecy and unfold those secrets and become transparent. So
yeah, I was going to ask you that question because I just love the title of your new CD, and so Cobra, how do you feel about the unfolding of the funding, being able to support some of these new visions and projects around the world? How do you feel things are going in that direction?
I would make a suggestion to for people who have some of that funding and would like to dedicate it to their good projects, to pool their resources and to start supporting those kinds of projects. Because I know there are many good people out there, and some of those people have money and they don't know what to do with their money. And better than investing it in the stock market, it's much better now to put it into something like this. And I would suggest that you play a little bit of Marco's music for people to have an impression of what we're talking about.
Oh, boy. Okay. You caught me off guard. So I can do that. Honest to God, I usually close everything down so that I don't have any technical difficulties, because there's plenty of those, Cobra, when I interview you. while I'm pulling that up... Thanks, Cobra!
You're welcome.
He just says it very kindly. You're welcome. Oh, my God. Okay. I'm going. Okay. Well, in the meantime, while I'm pulling this up,
yes.
Marco, take it away. Talk to me a little bit more about Unfolding Secrets while I'm pulling it up.
I have to be the fill-in guy. Okay.
Yeah,
All right, so what can I add? I mean, we said so much already. Let me share with you the gratitude and the amazing love that I'm starting to feel more and more in this density. I mean, I always felt love for humanity and for the planet, but it seems to me that we are stepping really in a situation where energetically we are starting to feel like in the same frequency where we were before we came here. Not quite yet, but we are getting there.
Yes. Okay, so yeah. Everybody, this is actually one of my absolute favorites of Marco's CD called Unfolding Secrets. I was just playing it this morning and I just love it. Here we go. Had to just cut it off that dramatically. But I don't have like the mixing thing going on here, guys.
No problem.
So, Marco, I mean, that is I could actually make my remedies to this piece because I'm very picky about the kind of music I play when I'm making my own essences. And it is just spectacular. So listen, we are getting to the bottom of the hour, and I wanted to thank both of you, Cobra and Marco, for being my guest today, and I hope that this really inspires all of you out there in Cyberland to really consider stepping up into that joy and that love and that bliss within your heart that you want so much to create and give back to the world and to yourself. And I want to thank Marco for bringing forward such a beautiful gift. And Cobra, as always, we just love you because of all your wisdom. You never cease to amaze us. So, Marco, is there anything you would like to say before
I just want to quickly acknowledge the soprano singer in this album. Her name is Christine Hoffman from New York, and she's has been a beautiful gift for the album and really made a big difference in the frequencies that the album now has. So just want to acknowledge her. And other than that, I thank you so much, Alexander. It's lovely to spend time with you and Cobra, and I hope we will be able to continue in whatever shape and form it's going to be. But I'm sure the divine synchronicity will continue our relationship in the future.
Yes, I agree. I'm very passionate
thank
about
you.
What you're doing. And Cobra, is there anything, any last-minute comments you would like to make?
Yes, I would like everybody just to take some time and listen to Marco's music. It is really wonderful. And also go to my blog and read the latest update. It is very important about some event developments, and there is also a certain situation that you can vote about. And we made some great progress lately, and the victory of the light is near.
Yes, and by the way, Cobra, I couldn't get the vote. I couldn't find the vote thing. The vote,
it's very easy. It's on the top top right corner of the blog.
Ah, right. It says top left. Okay. Well, now everybody knows. So go and vote, because it's really important that you do. And it's regarding how whether you want to go for it or wait a while and be safe.
Yes,
right, Cobra?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, Marco, thanks again for what
you
bring to the world. We bless you, bless you, bless you for your beautiful musical gifts. And Cobra, you as well. Thanks, everybody, for listening. You guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye. Bye.